The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. This is not Mike Campion. This is Jared Robinson. So I am Mike's internal marketer. My whole job, my whole thing is about finding owners of cleaning companies and using the right terminology to speak to them so that we can get them involved in what we're doing and growing and helping them see and get out of cleaning and how to hire and how to do all that stuff so that they can really scale their cleaning company and move it to something that's really a blessing in their life as opposed to this giant headache. Mike plucked me out of an agency, like an agency that I worked for. I was the director of ad strategy when he pulled me out of that agency. And we haven't looked back. It's been great working with Mike and working with the team and what we're doing. So Lindsay did, which is another person in our company, asked me to do a podcast today. So I've been kind of brainstorming about what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, when there's no one else on, it's really just like, great, let's just deep dive into a principle and kind of figure this out. So I've decided on the principle, and I'm going to use a little bit of a technique here. And I want you to watch what I do so that you can be aware of what I'm doing. And we could kind of talk about the psychology of it afterwards. So this is what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about kind of a gold nugget or a technique that you can use. And this technique is going to be brought from you could bring it into your marketing, or you can bring it into your sales, or I would suggest bringing them into both. Because by using this one technique that I'm going to be teaching you, you're not only going to increase your marketing efforts and be able to get more leads, but you're also going to be able to increase your conversion rate and close more bids and get more sales from that. And that's really just going to come from this 15 to 20 minute podcast that I'm going to be recording you today. So I'm about to begin. Pause. Do you see what I just did there? I laid out what I'm going to be talking about, but you'll notice I didn't go through the details of what I'm actually going to be talking about. Now if you're intuitive, you've already caught on to this. Jared, you were just talking about what I'm going to gain from this podcast. And the answer is, ding, correct. That's exactly what I was talking about. This process is where we sell the destination and not the journey. We don't sell how you get there. We just sell you the destination of what you need. And the idea is if you get done with hearing that and say, yeah, that's something that I want, I now have your attention. And now I can go through the journey. But if I just start talking about the journey, think about going to Hawaii. I was like, all right, you're going to get on a plane. You're going to pack your sandals. You're going to go through security. You got to get a boarding pass. You can get a little cup of water and some crackers. And you're going to be like, dude, I'm out. I'm bored. I'm moving on with this. But the fact that I focused on the destination and what you can get, and it's very tailored to you as an owner of a cleaning company, you can't help but to say like, yes, those are the things I want. Now I'm interested. Please walk me through the details. And this principle is not what I'm going to be talking about today, but the psychology that's associated with this moves exactly over to what I am going to be talking about. So without further ado, let's do it. I am going to be talking about questions, how to ask the right questions. Now, before you're like, wait a second, I do ask questions, whatever. Great. Good for you. Keep it up. But what we're going to be talking about is why and how those work and the psychology behind that so that you understand what you're accomplishing when you do those things. If you don't understand it, then you're not going to be really asking the right questions. So let's jump into this. So number one, questions themselves do one thing for you, and it's take someone from point A to point B. That's what you want to accomplish in your questions. Meaning what we call internally, we call it moving the peanut. We want to take someone and move them down the funnel or move them across the process of what we have. So we know what our end goal is. We know what we want, but we're taking people from all the way over here who've never heard of us. And by the end, they need to be in our world and want us and be committed to coming aboard and joining our program or whatever. So for your scenario, you're taking someone who's never heard of you, and you're going to need to get them to the point that they say, yes, here are the keys to my building, or here's the address of where I live, come into my home and clean my underwear drawer, right? Like we got to move the peanut. We got to figure this out. And questions allow us to do this. Imagine if you went to a shrink and you lay down on the little thing and they put the blanket over your eyes. I don't know if they do that. Actually, I've never been to a shrink, but you lay down in the bed and I've just seen it in movies and the guy sitting there with this like metronome thing on and he's like, all right, here's what's wrong with you. Here's what your problems are. Here's the medication that you need. Here's the exercise that you need. Have a good day. You'd be like, yeah, you don't know anything. You know, I recently went to a child psychologist. I have one of my kids had open heart surgery. He had three of them. And so yeah, I'm starting to see the effects of it. He's gotten older. He's six now. And so I could just kind of start to see, like, he's had three open heart surgeries. He has a distrust for adults and all that's kind of come with it. So I met with a child psychologist and the idea was they wanted to meet with the parents first and they were charging me. And I remember thinking, like, why are you charging me to meet with you? You know, like, it's like, yeah, I want to have a bid. Great. That'll be $100 for you to meet with me for the bid. It's like, dude, I'm going to be giving you my child that you're going to have long-term relationships with. Why are you charging me for this? So I remember I kind of came with a bad attitude of like, this person's a crook. But I sat down and the person asked excellent questions that by the time I was done, I had felt like I had revelation, that I had been given like, yes, this is what I want. You are the answer to my problems. You understand him. You understand what he's gone through. You have solutions. I'm ready to throw my money at you. That was a hard sale. Cause I'm telling you, we live in Colombia. This was she's American. She's charges American prices. I'm in the taxi with my wife. And I'm saying to my wife, this is highway robbery. Why is she having us meet without the kid, charging me to get data about the kid that she needs? Like, this is, it's like a, you know, I, you know, my wife was saying, well, plumbers do it. You know, they say, oh, you know, diagnosis. I was like, I get it, but like, I'm legit bringing her the tools. Like, this is insane. But after an hour with her, I was sold. And it's because she asked the right questions. Had she just said, all right, this is my process. This is how this works. This is what you're going to be getting. Nope. I'd have been out. So now that we understand questions work, let's talk about what happens when we don't ask questions. So if we come into sales or even into marketing, buy my shoes, do this, do that, do this before this, what you're doing is you're giving the consumer or your potential client two choices. And that choice is to listen to you or not listen to you when you do it that way. So if it's like, hey, use me, or hey, I can fix your problems. So sign the dot, or I'm the guy for the job. Pick me, or sign here. What we're doing is the consumer is now left with the decision of I either sign this person or I don't sign this person. And that's not where we want to leave people when we have our marketing conversations or our sales conversations, that they're saying, well, I either choose them or I don't choose them. Because there's two reasons for this. One, people have a hard time making decisions when they either A, have to walk into the dark to do it. I mean, they don't really know what's on the other side of the door, but you're asking them to go to the other side of the door. That's a tough sell. So it's like, hey, why don't you go do this thing? You don't really see what's behind it, but go ahead and do it. No, thanks. So when you just come in and go, yeah, I can solve your problems. Yeah, I'll clean this place up. Be spick and span. Great. Be X amount of dollars. They go, well, are you? I don't really trust you. You're just kind of a door that might be darkness on the other side. I don't know if I trust you. And the other side, or what the other thing that you're doing is that you're taking away their freedom, right? And so now when we feel like our opposition's coming, or when we feel like we can't make that decision ourselves, then we feel like our freedoms are being questioned, right? And we've seen this a lot with pandemic and all this kind of stuff. When we just tell people to do things, they immediately feel defensive. And so now you have to work out of a defensive mode. So kind of like with the child psychologist, it's the same thing. Like, she kind of said, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to show up. You need to pay me money and I'm going to ask you questions. And I was like, screw you. You know, it was my wife. I wouldn't have gone had my wife not said to me, Jared, I've read great things. She seems great. Come on. But no, it was a turnoff to me because I had that natural reaction of, you're taking away my choice in this and you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. So when we don't ask questions, that's what we do when we just tell people. However, it is very tempting when we are confident in what we do to just tell people, nope, I'm great at what I do. I think if you guys could talk from the other side of this microphone, you said to me, Jared, can you get me leads? My answer would be yes. Yes, I can. I have done it for people from California all the way to New York, from residentials and small towns, big towns, sideway towns. I've done it. I know what I'm doing. I could do it. And if you said to me, Jared, can you do it? Yep. My answer would be yes. And I would sometimes we get tempted to look, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to work through all this with you. I can do it. So either hire me or not hire me kind of mentality. I know what your problems are. I can solve your problems. So either sign me up or not sign me up. And we can sometimes fall into that with our sales process of like, I'm great at what I do. You in or out. And as much, and you know, you might leave that and maybe not getting business. You might be thinking, wow, they're an idiot. Cause I'm way better than the company they're going to go with. I'm way better than anyone else in town or whatever it may be. But the truth is you gave them a choice and the choice was hire you, walk into the dark and lose a bit of their freedom or not hire you. And so they've chosen, no, I want to keep more of my freedom. I don't want to go into the dark. Therefore I don't want to be uncomfortable. That's the other one. I think I left that off. People don't like to do things that make them uncomfortable. If they're not committed, they're uncomfortable. No, I'm fine where I am. So I don't want to move into something unless I know it's going to be comfortable for me. So now let's talk about the questions. Let's talk about what we need to do when we are doing those things. So from a marketing standpoint, and then we'll move into the sales standpoint. From a marketing standpoint, when you ask questions, the questions of like, have you ever, is this you? When was the last time you, did you recently experience? Don't you hate it when? Those are all leading questions that allow you to be relatable, right? Relatable is where you want to land. You want someone to say, and this is kind of what the child psychologist did with me. She asked her questions and she started to get, well, what about your brothers? And what about this? And what about that? I started to say, she gets it. She understands it. She understands me. She understands my son. I feel comfortable giving her my son. And now my decision was no longer hire her or not hire her. My decision started coming to, that's my son's name. Is Noah going to benefit from her or should I just not give Noah that opportunity? That's really what my decision went down. Should I allow Noah to go that direction or should I not allow Noah to go that direction? And it became a no-brainer to me that no, I want Noah to experience this that she's offering. And but the reason we got there is that she became relatable to me. And you can do the same things with your consumers. We do the same thing with you. If you're listening to this podcast, if you've seen us on Facebook, if you watch us on YouTube, you are being listened to. That's what we do on our side. We listen to you. And then we present you solutions or questions or opportunities to learn more about what it is that you need and want so that you feel like these guys get me. They get it. You'll notice we're not called Grow My Business because that doesn't relate with you, but Grow My Cleaning Company does relate with you. And that's why we're them, right? Down to the colors, down to everything we do is so that we can relate where you're coming from. Now, I'm not just saying that we're a bunch of crooks back here, like, ah, gotcha. We have got a bajillion people in our program. We've had people come through this program. We are very well versed in what we do. Mike owned a cleaning company. Like this is all part of our wheelhouse. I'm just trying to reveal to you and let you see what it is, the power that's behind understanding someone. So when you go into someone's office and you ask questions, something like, tell me about your last cleaners and why you have me here today. What is it that you want to accomplish from here today? Those two questions, if you pair them together, are powerful questions because you just moved their mindset to what is it that I didn't like about my last cleaners? And they're going to tell you things that they want. And now this changes everything because you may think you know what they want. Yeah, they want their building clean. They want it on time and they want this. But there might be a number one thing. Let me share another story with you. I live in Colombia and I recently hired a cleaner. And the cleaner was off. She wanted to be paid for the whole day. Let me put it this way. She had her own system. That's a good way to say it. So her thing was you pay me the whole day and I clean. And yeah, you have a clean house. So I was kind of hesitant because I was like, well, I work from home. I don't really want a cleaner here all day, but okay, I guess we'll do it. So I signed up because her rates were affordable for me. I have American salary in Colombia, so that's the advantage I have, but I was able to say, great, let's do it. And by the time it was done, I was not a fan of that process. And she left and probably will never know why I never called her back because she probably thinks I did a great job. That snubby American just didn't like what I was doing. Maybe. But the truth is, no, you did a good job. Yeah, you did a great job. You just did it in 8 hours. And I can't do it. I work from home. I would way rather you do an 85% job and be here for 2.5 hours. That would honestly be a better thing for me. And had we had that conversation, had we talked about that, had she said to me when she came into my home, tell me about what is it that you're looking for. Tell me about, I would have said to her, I work from home. For me, if you can be here from 10 to 12, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Because then I could drop my kids off. I'll just go run some errands. From then to then, I could be back and start work at 12. Great. Does that work? Great. And she'd be clean for me once a week. But because we didn't have that conversation, that wasn't there. And that's what questions allow you to do. They allow you to get to understand what it is that someone wants. And then once you gather the data of like, I see what you want. I understand what you're needing. I can see what was frustrating to you about the last cleaners. Then you can present them. This is what I offer you. This is what I can do for you. This is what we do that's different. And now they're making the decision. Keep in mind, the child psychologist to what we're talking about now. Now they're making the decision. Do I want that in my life? Or do I not want that in my life? Now that is a huge shift between, do I want to hire this person or do I want to trust this person? Instead saying, do I want that in my life as opposed to that? Now what we removed was the person from it. Do I want to hire Jared because he's going to give me leads, or do I want more leads and Jared is the person who's going to get me more leads because I now trust Jared? Where did that trust bridge come from? Why did one person trust me? One client trust me where the other client didn't trust me. And the answer is because I tried to sell the client by telling them what I can do. And that's it. Where on the other client, I asked the right questions. I listened to what they had to say and I offered them a tailored solution to what they needed. And at that scenario, that's when they're like, dude, this guy gets me. If I just go Google some guy, he's going to give me a bid for what he wants. But Jared gets me. He knows what I want. And that's where you can close more sales coming from that question standpoint. So when we don't ask questions and we just tell them what they're getting, they feel like their freedoms are taken away and they feel like they need to be defensive. They feel like they need to be uncomfortable. They feel like they're going in the dark. When we ask the right questions, when we are involved in what they're doing, when we ask them, and again, like the beginning part of this podcast, where we try to get the destination out of them, where do you want to be right now? But when they say, I want to be in Hawaii with the sand between my toes, we can say, great, that destination, this is the process we can get you there. And this is how it works. And we can do that for you. Are you interested? And now they can say, their mindset is yes, because I want the Hawaii, not yes, because I like you, or yes, because you are more assertive or whatever. So I'm not saying not to sound confident what you're doing, but what I am saying to do is to ask the right questions so that you can get the right answers and give them the right answers. That's what you need to do. And the same thing happens within our marketing efforts. So when we ask those right questions, people start to say, this ad is really relatable. And when it's relatable, you gain their attention. Now that's the hardest thing to get is attention. So you're just a cleaning ad. Hey, we clean your building. Hire us today. Hey, we clean houses. Want your house clean? But when you relate to the mom whose life is upside down and she's feeling like she's got so much on her plate and you sell her the destination of a clean home without having to lift a finger, that she can read the book that's on her nightstand, that she can relax, and you sell that to her, she's going to relate with that ad. And she sees the picture and that's the way. And then she goes to the landing page and it's all about helping these moms get the opportunity to have more time for themselves. Like, yeah, this person gets it. This person gets it. And then you have that conversation and you ask those questions and they say, yes, 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 this is me. Then you just say, here's the solution. Do you want the solution? And now they're making that decision between, do I want the solution or not want the solution? And you are no longer part of the, do I trust this person anymore? So asking the right questions, get the right answers, gain their trust. And in that scenario, you can get so much more going. So hopefully you found this episode useful and you loved it. If you are the type of person who says, great, keep them coming, then keep listening to the podcast. You'll get so much great information from these podcasts. If you're the type of person who says, I want this tailored, I really appreciate this. I feel like I can take what you're doing and plug it into my formula, but I would really love a personalized, tailored formula that's to my own needs. Well, guess what? We have coaches. And guess what these coaches do? They ask freaking questions. Yeah, they get in there and you're going to say, hey, what is it you guys offer? What's your program? Tell me all about it. And they're going to go, pause. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about where you are, what you want. Because we know if we say, this is our program, you in or out, you're going to say, oh, do I trust Mike? Is this what it is? But if we instead say, look, tell us about what you're doing. Tell us where you are. And then we say, look, this is how this program can solve these issues in your life and give you what you need, that now you're making the decision of, do I want to be in this program? and get these solutions, or do I not? So come book a call with us and walk through with our coaches and listen to these questions that they ask and take them seriously and answer these questions and put your mind to it and let it go those directions. You'll find that it will be a really positive experience. You'll get coaching from it. You'll get life coaching from it. And if we feel like you're a fit, we don't offer it to everyone, but if you feel like you're a fit, we'll offer you an opportunity to come in your program. And if you come in, now you've got Mike as a coach. You've got Jared and Jackson and Lindsay and Tracy and Suzanne and this whole team that's here of people who have specialized in certain areas that are going to bring value into your life. It's the whole point of this program is that by the time you're done, you are cooking. Yeah, you have an understanding. You've been coached in different areas. You have access and tools and networking and all that's set up so that you can run a successful, growing, scaling cleaning company and get done. And our whole purpose is that when you get done, you say, my gosh, that was the best experience I ever had. And we all high five each other and say, great, I'm so glad. And so that's what we're looking for. If you're the type of person who says, yes, I want it tailored, I want it formulated, I want it laid out for me so that I can do this. We've done this with hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies. We're confident we can do it with you. Take a swing. See what happens. Jump on a call with us. So that's at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We look forward to it. We'll see you guys later.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.